This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 1 o'clock in Pittsburgh. Normally, we talk to our next guest at 11 o'clock, but I can tell he's been out in the sun, Austin. He's got a nice tan going. He's
great
got the,
tan.
He's got the beard going. He's enjoying life. It's Tyler Kennedy. 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 I'll even give you a third Kennedy. How are you, TK?
I'm doing great. I've been spending a lot of time on the course. Not so much me golfing, but my little guy. My little TK,
he loves it.
Yeah, he's starting to like get a swing. He's starting to like it. Like he's asking me to go.
How old is he now?
He's 6, turning 7 this year.
Yeah. Well, that's a good age.
Yeah.
You know, start to understand, does he watch golf?
No. He doesn't watch golf. He just
get him starting to watch golf. It might be interesting. Then he sees more of what you're trying to tell him.
Well, so when I go with him, I can't, like, he'll literally say, Dad, shut up. Because I have a hard time shutting my mouth because I just see so many imperfections with, like, you know, just him golfing
yeah,
and
six.
All that
you
stuff.
You can't go crazy on him.
Exactly. And he sometimes just turns around like, Dad, just shut up. Let me just golf. So I really never let him, like, give him any instructions, maybe here and there. But, you know, it's just that club in your hand, getting that feel around. Even for those little guys, like, if you can hit straight and not go in the rough, You can do pretty well.
Yeah, stay away from the trouble. Actually, what you should get is Joe Starkey to be his teacher.
Right oh, now. Boy.
Because Joe always has new swing thoughts and new in fact, he has like 6,000 of them in his head all at the same time. So he can give them to him and confuse him even more.
Oh, he'd be so he'd come back crying. After 9 holes, Joe would be walking. TK would be crying. They'd probably leave their stuff on the 8th hole going, I'm done.
All right, Tyler's here. I want to talk about something that we've been mentioning earlier. Greg Wyshynski, who writes for ESPN, said that he thinks Sidney Crosby will end up, not in Pittsburgh, but in Montreal. So when you hear wow. something like that, and I just told Austin before, I'm not one to say never on anything because you never know. Things can change. But what is the likelihood of that happening? And create a scenario for me under which it would happen.
Well, I think it's very unlikely because there's two options. He'd either go play with Nate Dogg in Colorado or Montreal. And I know Montreal always had a soft spot for Sidney Crosby because Sid's dad was part of the organization. Mm-hmm. Being so close to Montreal, we grew up watching the Canadiens. Like, I would think if there was a team that he would be open to, it would be the Montreal Canadiens compared to any other team in the NHL. For this to happen, one, it's got to be okayed by Sid. And two, this team's got to do so bad that Sid wants out. You know,
right.
they don't win one game. They're frustrating. They're not playing him how he should be played. You know, it turns into a little bit of a mess where he wants out. But knowing Sid, knowing how loyal he is to the team, to his former players, to his teammates, Sid, I don't think, would ever bail on Pittsburgh and go to a team that's up. You know, Montreal is the up-and-coming team.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And just acquired Dobson from the Islanders. to go along with Lane, their other guy. They have really good young players.
Mm-hmm. And that's attractive for him. But, you know, when you think of Ray Bourque and when he left Boston to go to Colorado, it leaves such a kind of like a black spot on your career chasing something, you know? And I don't think Sid would ever jeopardize his reputation and all that to go play for a team for a year or two. I just don't think it's worth it for him to do that. He's got too much of a legendary career with Pittsburgh to change it last minute and go to Montreal. But saying that, if there was a team, it would be Montreal.
Yeah, and again, it would take something out of the ordinary to prompt this move. He is a competitive person. I don't think he likes the fact they haven't played playoff hockey in 3 years, which is why he's involved in Four Nations. He's going to be in the Olympics. That's the kind of stuff he needs.
Right.
He can get it there. He's not guaranteed of getting it here. And I really hope that we see another opportunity with Crosby and this team, even with Malkin in his last year, just get into the playoffs. I want to see what they would do in the playoffs one final time at least.
Yeah, but for the future, if they made playoffs, and I think they need to make playoffs too, I think we need to get that little bit of a excitement back in hockey in Pittsburgh, because we've kind of lost a little bit just because they haven't done so well. But with this new kid coming up, and he's supposed to be kind of like the next great one.
Gavin McKenna?
Gavin,
going to Penn State.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? He left his junior team to go there for
$700K. So breaking that down, so in junior hockey, this is insane how they pay junior hockey. So when I was in junior hockey, that's across all Canadian junior leagues, the top leagues, you get $200 every 2 weeks. Like, that's your stipend. To
play. Even now, today?
I think it might be $250. Like, it's a joke, you know, like, that they pay you that. I know it's something, and I know someone was trying to create a union, be like, guys, you're selling out stadiums, this and that, and you're paying these guys $250. Like, they can't even live off that. So he's leaving that to get $700,000.
At an up-and-coming program.
In an up-and-coming program that has endless money because of the football team and how well they did this year at the Frozen Four. And when you think of the Western Hockey League has the worst travel of any sport anywhere traveling. Like, when they jump on a bus to go play a team, it's like 8 to 10 hours. They have like 24-hour road trips sometimes to go play a team. Like, imagine jumping on a bus and you're not getting there the next day to go play a team. Like, that would be insanity. And then you have a team like the Penn State calling you, going, here's $700,000. We're only going to play it. How many games do they play in college?
Yeah, it's season's worth based on their, you know.
Right, it's like 20 games.
28, I was going to say. Something like that, yeah.
What is it?
It's close to 30 games.
30 games. And in junior, you're playing probably 72 games. So,
and you're taking buses on 8 to 10 hours.
And you're getting paid $200 every 2 weeks compared to $700,000 with 30 games for his career. It was a right move because I think he's preserving his body. He's building the strength. He's getting that foundation to play against really good players. And he doesn't have to travel that much. We all know he's going first overall next year. Right. He's the guy to get. He would be a
guy.
But
it would take being in the lottery, which you can make a case of Penguins will be in that lottery. And exactly. Then it's about getting lucky.
Would you trade Sid for him?
Would I trade Sid for him?
If someone was like the Montreal, no one's going to trade him for Sid.
No, I mean, he's the future.
Yeah,
and as much as Sidney Crosby is iconic and everything he's done, there is an end of the line coming up, which is why I want to see him in the playoffs one more time. To that end, I want to get your assessment on two things. The Penguins draft. So they got a lot of names. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of them will pan out, but they got 3 number one picks, which is something we haven't seen here probably in a long, long time. What is your thought about what Kyle Dubas is doing and how he's done so far in this first off season where he's had a lot of draft picks to work with?
Well, I think he's building up. I thought he had a pretty good draft. It wasn't something that it blew my socks off where I was like, oh, we got this guy, we got that guy. But getting 3 first-rounders is a big move, right? Mm-hmm. And when you think of the first guy, I was like, oh, I don't know much about him. But then when I looked at the second 2 first-rounders, what I really liked is that they're those big power forwards that the Penguins have been dying for. The Penguins need a big, powerful forward. Like, every team has one, mm-hmm. and it's finally starting to get some attention. Like, we need these future guys to be big, powerful, power-driving forwards that we haven't had. So getting those two guys is great. And then once you go past the fourth round, you're kind of looking for that diamond in the rough, the guy that hasn't really developed or the guy that hasn't really figured it out to hopefully figure it out and become, you know, an undercover all-star or like a Brian Rust or a guy like that.
Gensel, any of those guys. Yeah.
You're hoping you find, but I think there's a lot of attention on those first three rounders, which is so nice to see. But I don't really think the draft was that strong. I think next year's draft is really strong with this guy, this Gavin coming.
Yeah, even beyond him, there are like five other guys. So
that will be really exciting to see. And I think, like you said, we will be in the mix for it. I just might not be excited to watch that all year. You know, it's going to be, I have a feeling it's going to be a tough year because Kyle Dubas, I don't think he's trying to win next year and get in the playoffs. I think he's got a plan. So when Sidney Crosby, those core guys leave, he's got guys there that are kind of pushing into playoffs. That's what I think. I think he's trying to figure out a plan to keep hockey alive, keep hockey exciting when those top three guys leave.
And in the meantime, those three guys are still here, at least Malkin for one more year. They can always use that as the drawing card. You know, come to see these guys play. You never know what you're going to see on a nightly basis. Greatness on display. And they'll still sell tickets because of that. It may not be sellout crowds, but they're going to get what they got to get. So, but as far as, you know, looking at their roster here, they just got through this developmental camp. When they get into training camp, the goaltender situation is still an interesting one to me because I don't think they can move off of Jari. So, just by that reasoning, he's going to be your starting goaltender. Which of these two, though, behind him do you think has a better shot? Now that Nedeljkovic is gone, is it Blomqvist or is it Muroshov to be the backup and maybe the heir apparent in time?
Well, I hate to say that. I think it's Muroshov. Blomqvist, when he came up, like, he played well. I thought he played really well. He kept him in some games, but some of those goals that were scored on him where I was just like, he's not ready. You can't have a guy like Mitch Marner coming down the wing in Toronto and blowing it by you from above the top of the circles. Like that's you can't have that as a goalie. And I did a hockey camp in Wheeling, and when I talked to their staff down in Wheeling, they had nothing but unbelievable things about this Muroshov. And they're like, he might not make every save, but he's so good at making the ones that count, the ones that swing games to your momentum, the ones that mean a lot. So. And they say he's almost like a rink rat. He always wants to do tape. He always wants to do extra on the ice. They
actually like that.
They almost have to back him off because he's so ingrained in trying to get to the next level. So I think it's going to be a great little dogfight for it, and I think that's good. If those two guys do well and Jari doesn't, like, what do you do?
Well, if you're looking for the future, I mean, you got to pay Jari one way or the other.
I know.
I just hope he does well for this reason. I hope Jari does well. He starts well, and somebody out there needs goaltending help and realizes there's one less year maybe to worry about his pay. Although at $5 million, that's not that much in this day and age, is it, for goaltenders?
That's like a backup goaltender right now.
Right.
Like a really good backup.
And someone may believe in him and say, okay, we'll bring him here. We'll change him around. Whatever the case may be. You brought up Mitch Marner's name. What did you think about him signing? With Vegas. Vegas seems to be the place that they love the shiny toys. They bring them all in, you know, starting with their expansion draft. And he, along with, who's he going to play with? Probably Mark Stone will be on that line. Eichel, him, and yeah, that'll be a line. How much of a difference does he make for them? Because he didn't make all that much difference for Toronto. They were good, but they didn't do what they ultimately wanted to do.
Well, in Toronto, he had so many eyes, so much pressure on him to do it all. You know, like, I know there was Matthews, but Matthews and Mitch Marner and Nylander had all the pressure, and there was just so much attention around that team. I think when he goes to Vegas and he doesn't have that crazy media attention, he can just play his game. You have a bad game, they're not all over you. I think he's going to excel there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think he's going to have a real good year. I think he's going to play pretty good in the first year. I think it's going to be hard for him to adjust to the way the Western Hockey League or the Western teams play. The West plays a real heavy, heavy game.
Very heavy.
Where the East play more of a high skill running, like, you know.
Which is why he did well in Toronto, I thought.
Exactly. And that's his game. So when you go out West, it'll be interesting to see how he does, because his game doesn't mold that heavy game, right? Like, when you think of like Corey Perry's, the, you know, all those guys, even JT Miller when he was in Vancouver, like they play a heavy game. And I'm not sure if Mitch Marner's game's going to excel or it's going to hurt because he's not used to that kind of the grinding game. They want to grind you down low. But for him finding a better game, I think it's the right place. Like going to Vegas is one of the coolest places to live from what I'm hearing. Obviously, once you get off the strip and you find a home, every house has got a great pool. Every house has got an unbelievable everything. And then when you go for dinner, you want to go to concerts. Like, your connections are so crazy there that, like, people are like, this is, like, unbelievable. And then you see the games. The games are like a circus. The games are, like, unbelievable. I'm actually doing a hockey camp out there in 2 weeks.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. I do a hockey camp.
Remember T-Mobile Derek Arena. England? Yeah.
So Derek Ings.
Oh, yeah. He's big. He's still in. Is he part of the Vegas front office or in some capacity, right?
Yeah. He's like their Swiss Army knife. Yeah. If they need someone to go show up to like a kid's hospital, if he needs someone to do like the learn to play, he does everything.
And I remember he was the guy who, when they had that horrific shooting out there.
He did the speech.
He did the speech when they first, and it was really moving to me. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been out there forever, so when we go out there, he comes on the ice. It's awesome. You know, whenever you see an old teammate, we got old stories. And then we started getting, like, Ryan Reeves' kid comes out. Ryan comes out. Like, we have all, like, these players that are around there. And Paul Stastny. It's really cool, you know, because We have people coming from everywhere to go to this camp. I had people from Dubai, Russia, and it's just like when people want to travel, they're like, where do we go? Do we go to like, you know, Detroit, or do we go to Vegas, stay on the strip, let their kid play for 3 hours, send him home, he's tired, and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a cool
experience. There's a lot of selling points. There's no question about that with all those sports. All right, I'm going to play a little case of looking ahead here because we have a list. I went back and I looked at free agency next year. So in after this coming season, these guys are going to be technically free agents. And I'm going to start with Connor McDavid only because his contract is up. He has not, you know, now he knows that Draisaitl has a big, long deal. He knows that some of those guys are there, and they have come close. Twice in a row now, they've gone to the Stanley Cup Finals and lost. He may want them to upgrade in goal. Mm-hmm. What are the chances he goes actually into free agency, or do you think he'll sign before he ever gets to that point?
Well, I think this year means a lot. I think he's kind of holding his cards tight to his chest, and I think he's trying to figure out the direction. Are they going to try to make some real moves to find a goalie, to find defense, to find some supporting cast? Because when you watch the finals this year, like after him and Draisaitl, the team was barely a Stanley Cup team, let's be honest. Even after,
well, they had a match. Florida just dominated them.
Dominated.
And I would say that about any team probably that Florida was playing, right? Because they were that good.
But like, I think Carolina Hurricanes would have beat Edmonton. I think if you can shut down McDavid and Draisaitl, that which is the hardest thing to do in hockey right now. After that, their third and fourth line, like half the time, I didn't even know who those guys were. They're, you know, the washed up guy who's got that $600 million contract.
But they do have Zach Hyman, who's a 50-goal scorer.
He was injured a little bit, yes.
And
that was a huge loss, and you kind of forget about him. But they need other guys. Like when Florida's going back to the finals, and when you play Florida, they're rolling four lines, and their four lines know exactly how to roll. You know, I think Edmonton Oilers with McDavid and Draisaitl is the best line in hockey. What hurts them is like once we get past them, we can beat this team, you know? So I think he's letting management speak of what he wants to do. I think
you don't expect him to sign before then?
I don't think. I think he really, at his point in his career, everyone knows he's the best player in hockey. Right? I think he's got the respect being, all right, let me see. Show me a better team on the ice. Show me a goalie that's going to keep us in a game. You know, a couple of those goals that were in the finals, like it's almost unacceptable.
Pickard and Skinner both had their moments of they're shining, but they also gave up critical goals at critical times.
If they want to win, when you look at Bob Gross, you need consistency. And those two goalies didn't have it. And go to any Stanley Cup winner, you know who your starter is from the game one. And when you're switching goalies, you're switching lines. You can take one guy out, add one guy if, you know, third or fourth line guy's not playing well. But I felt like Edmonton was taking three or four guys out, putting three or four guys in.
Yeah,
like
they were looking for magic.
Magic. They were trying to make, you know what, a something. And I can see McDavid.
One of those guys was Kapanen, by the way. He got into their lineup.
And he played pretty well. He just signed again.
They were looking for a spark, and he gave it to him.
He just signed a two-year deal. But I don't think you win with guys like Kapanen. I really don't. I think you win with guys like Marchand. Kapanen, what do you put him on the fourth line? But he doesn't play like a fourth line guy. He needs to play the top two lines to be effective. Yeah. You know, I can see him. Like, think of like the other unbelievable player, the one of the, you know, the great one. He was in Edmonton. What happened to him? You know?
Well, it got to a point where he just, And that's why I don't rule anything out. You mentioned goaltenders. I'm going to mention two goaltenders who will be free agents after this coming season. Bobrovsky. They've signed everyone else down there. Would they sign him again before he gets to free agency? And the other one is Philip Gustafson, who used to be here and was traded for Derek Brassard. He's been the number one guy in Minnesota. The Wild love him. Billy Guerin loves him. But he's going to command some big money if he has another good year. If you're the Penguins, would you look in his direction for a reunion to bring back Philip Gustafson if he ever gets to that point?
Yeah, we have to make a move for a goalie. And I think you have to go after guys. But I think when you look around the league, and I think everyone watched how the finals went and how valuable Bobrovsky was, He's going to be that probably the highest paid goalie.
He is already, isn't he? Or did the guy in New York, Shesterkin, did he get more? Bobrovsky, I remember, signed for like $10 million a year. And then they still drafted Spencer Knight, and then he didn't work out, and they traded him.
The guy in New York, I think, signed for like 11.5 because they were talking about, you know, the top guys are making 11, 12. He's like, I'm their top guy, you know?
Yeah.
Again, we have a lot of draft picks. We got a lot of money, right, to spare. Let's see what happens with Carlson. You know, you hear a lot of rumors that he might be going maybe to Toronto, maybe to go back to
This would
Ottawa.
Be his choice, though, right?
Yeah.
Because he has to sign off on it, whatever it may be.
But, especially him, though, like, going back to Ottawa would be a good move. Like, that's where he started his career. He's got a name. It's kind of like his send-off, maybe.
Yeah.
But.
Well, there are a lot of names on this list. I'll just throw them all out. Austin, I don't know how you feel about any of these guys as far as Penguins.
Yeah.
And TK, I think if their goalie is still unsolved, Gustafson would become somebody I'd be interested in because they know him well. They've had him in the organization. Jack Eichel could become a free agent. That's going to be interesting. He'll have a big year, I would think, playing with those guys. Kirill Kaprizov. So Billy Guerin has Gustafson and him to worry about. So he's a star player. Kyle Connor from the Jets is a free agent after next year. Martin Necas is one of them. Adrian Kempe, who's been a four-time 35-plus goal scorer with the Kings. There are a lot of names. If the Penguins can figure out some guys coming into their system right now, if you're looking to spend money, you have money to spend, which they will, there are a lot of guys who can be there if you're willing to go that direction.
Yeah. Every guy you
they're going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, they're getting, 10, 11 plus.
But if you're going to play the game, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to spend money. They nitpicked this free agents crafted system they just had. Who they bring in this year? Any big names? No. Not many. It's been agency. Normally, the Penguins are always big name, targeting guys.
That's
and
why
they didn't
think,
do it this year because they don't have a reason to do it. That wouldn't work with their rebuild.
Exactly, and that's why I think it's like a 3 or 4 years down the road where they're trying to build the team up. But
in that time, if you develop 3 guys who you can really build around, or 4, and then you can add somebody to the mix who's a high priced guy to bring them over the top. That's what free agency should be. It should be somebody who takes you to the next level. Yep. You have to have the foundation in place. You can't just go out and get Mitch Marner and throw him into this group and say, okay, go out and score 40 goals.
Right.
You may not get that. I mean, with Crosby, he could, but you know what I mean. It's tough to do. Right. So you got to have a foundation there.
Like, Jack Eichel would be great, but you're getting a guy that's kind of at the end of his career. You know, he's had a lot of injuries. He's on the back nine, I would say, at the start of the back nine. Like, he's, again, had a great career. Kaprizov. I think he's great, but I don't think he is the star power that would be the guy. Even though he is in Minnesota, I don't think you can build a team around him. Even though he scores, 35-plus a year, he's their guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he would do with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think he's kind of built for the East, how the way the East plays, high flying,
Yeah, and he's a magician with a puck, too. He can do some really good stuff.
I think you do need to trade for a guy that's going to be your rock, to have at least one rock that, it's going to play with Brian Russ, going to play with some guys. But is he out there? I don't know. And I don't think those teams are going to let guys like that walk. And when you look around the league, there's going to be a lineup of teams going after those guys. That have a sniff.
That are closer, too, right,
to winning. Are closer, exactly. Like the Ottawa Senators would probably go after one of those guys.
Montreal could do it.
Montreal. Like, there's a lot of teams, and right now, what's the selling point of Pittsburgh? You know the top 3 guys are leaving soon. And then you're like, but as a young guy, if you're a stud, you're like, I might play a lot, right? This might be me, where you get an opportunity to put up some points where you get paid. So it depends how you think of it, but if you're coming here to try to win and stuff and you're like a guy like Eichel who's like, I want to get one more cup, the Penguins probably aren't the right fit for you right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back. Pomp and Joe here. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. And Tyler Kennedy is here with us until we sign off today. And Tyler, there was an interesting Instagram social post that came out with Nick Ternasky. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Ternasty?
Yeah.
He was pretty nasty on the golf course. He wasn't the one picking a fight. There was a golf course fight, and he was right in the middle. First of all, who is he, and why would that guy want to mess with him?
So he's...
I assume you... Did you see that, Austin, by the way? The golf fight?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Oh, it's... you got to look at it. That
sounds interesting, though. Sounds incredible.
It's like going so viral right now. So Nick Ternasky... He was a tough guy, a legit. This is when tough guys were tough guys. This is like when
he looks very huge right now.
Oh, you see the size?
Like, I thought he was a football player when I first saw him.
Something, but he's a big guy. He's probably 6'5", 250 when he played, and he was an AHL, a long time AHL heavyweight with a couple games. You know, a cup of tea in the NHL.
Right,
but he was like. Tough as they come, and then obviously he hasn't lost what his fighting skills. It's like riding a bike, I guess. But I guess someone was mouthing off to him, or something happened on the golf course where he rode up on these guys, and this guy started to play like just not being nice. And obviously it stems from alcohol.
Alcohol. There's no question the guy was jacked on alcohol, and you saw he was mouthing off.
Mouthing off. And then he charged at Nick Ternasky, and you know that's when you don't know who guys are. This is when you know what's a.
But he kept coming back for more.
He kept coming back, and the ex-tough guy in the NHL beat the wheels off this guy who thought he was tough. And you watch the video. Everyone's got to look this video up. It's unbelievable.
That Did you Nick do Ternasky, it, Austin? Did you look it up?
Yes, I'm looking at okay. it. I just pulled it so, up right now.
As he's hitting him, he's going, bang, yeah. bang. And he is hitting this guy square in the face, and this guy is so – drunk, he's falling over, he keeps coming back. I think he hit him like 5 times, but just square. And it's like, dude, like you got to know who you're going against. Like this, like when someone the drunk guy's trying to intimidate him, you can see him, he's trying to like look like he's tough and scaring him. And the guy behind the video screen is going, dude, you're not scaring him. Dude, that's not going to work with him. And then the guy went and pushed him, and then it was like a mayhem, you know, like where it's just...
No, it got out of control. I hate to see that. On a golf course, that's one place you don't expect to see this kind of stuff. But when you get guys like that, and apparently the guy who was drunk and instigated this was on the tee for a long time.
Right.
That's what started it. And he said, and he was trying to say, hey, can you move it along? Which is normal. You would say, you know, or let me go through.
Right.
Like, that's a courtesy you would extend to someone when you're taking too long. And he didn't like that. And then he didn't know what he was dealing with.
Tyler, I love that he just grabs the golf shirt as if he's grabbing a jersey in an NHL fight.
If you hear it, he goes, bang, bang. And you just hear
bang. Every time he landed a punch, he said his own broadcast. Bang.
And it's just like the way he hit the guy, the guy had no defense. His hands were down, and it was just right off the side of his head. And, you know, when you get an altercation, there's a couple things you look at. If a guy's a lot bigger than you and he looks like he's kind of knows what he's doing, or if a guy's got cauliflower ear and he looks like he's a wrestler or he's a UFC fighter, now you got to start picking your fights, you know?
He looks like he threw this dude almost 10 feet.
Like he's like a rat doll. Just grabbed him and threw him.
Completely chucked the guy.
It's crazy how tough these guys, like, you know, like those, I remember, like, those tough guys in the NHL in my beginning of my career, like, they were legit fighters. Like, they were, like, that was part of their off-season training, going to, like, a boxing ring, fighting on the ice, like the Goddards, the George LaRocks. Like, that was like shooting the puck for them, you know, how to take a punch, how to keep, you know, all that stuff. And then this guy had no idea who he was.
Well, he didn't know any idea who he was. He was I think he was lit up too much, and that's what leads to these kinds of things. All right, that's funny. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on social media. I want to ask you about two guys you mentioned before, Raquel and Rust. Mm-hmm. Both guys very important to the Penguins. Both guys are legitimate goal scorers, have been around doing this for a while, but they also would be people who could bring back more of what Kyle Dubas needs. When you look at those two guys, what do you think their futures are?
Brian Rust is probably the future Pittsburgh Penguin captain of the team. So you're going to keep him around. I think he's got the pedigree how to win. I think he's so consistent. He brings a consistent effort. I think he's a Pittsburgh Penguin through and through. And it would be a shame to trade a guy like that because he understands the culture of the Penguins through being around Sid, being around Letang for so many years, and he's won. Raquel is a different story. Raquel, if he has another great year and you're at the deadline and you're still not sure you're getting in, like you're getting rid of him. You're trading him to get – I don't think you go after picks. I think you go after players now. You know, we have enough picks. Like, let's go after.
How many picks really are going to turn out to be the kind of people you need?
So we need to trade him for a young guy who's going to be a star in 2 years, who's going to be your top center, your top left winger, your top six. And Raquel's not young, and he had an unbelievable last year. I think he figured out, I think he's got great chemistry with Sid. But the year before with Raquel, he struggled. I think he only had like 20-something goals.
Yeah.
And he struggled to find his feet underneath him. And I think maybe it's just coming from the West. And remember we were talking about guys that really do good in the West. Like Raquel plays that heavy game, that game that's like down low, where I think it took him some time to adjust to more of a skating game out here in the East. So if I'm keeping one or the other, I'm keeping Brian Rust, and I'm going after a young goalie or a defenseman or a power forward.
But like that's why I would have traded Raquel at the deadline, though, TK. Didn't it seem like they were going to get like a first-round pick? That's all the rumors, reports. Dubas wanted more. And then it's the whole, we'll just trade him in the offseason. Doesn't seem like there's the same amount of smoke around Raquel right now that there was then.
Yeah, they had an opportunity, I think. There was a lot of talk about him, and they resisted doing it at the time. But with Sidney Crosby around, you got to have line mates for him too, and you want him to be of the caliber that he needs.
And I think that gets taken into consideration.
Right. Is a business after all, and they have to figure out the best things for them in the future to get them to where they need to go.
And it's tough because you don't want to put Sid with guys that can't play with Sid, right? And when you have Raquel, like Raquel learn how to play with Sidney Crosby,
right.
Even Brian Rust. Like, those guys play so well. But I don't think you're looking at Sidney Crosby's era of building the team. You know, you're looking after Sid leaves.
Right.
And Raquel, what's that, 2 or 3 years? Like, Raquel's not going to be young. I think you're still trying to go after the guys that are 1 or 2 years in the league that proven they can score 20 goals, that just need a bigger opportunity. And I think that's what you're trading for.
Back to that hockey fight. I looked at it again, so I want to get back to this. Austin, you see the guy who's – there's another guy there who got involved in this. I think he was trying to be a peacemaker.
Yeah.
But Nick Ternaski, he didn't care. He threw him aside too. See, when you rile that dude up, I think you're going to end up with more problems. Yeah, he was trying to say, that's enough. That's enough. And then he gets thrown sideways.
Especially after you push, you know, the guy – after Nick pushes your buddy 25 yards into the water – like, pick him off his feet. Like, it might not be a good idea to, like, separate them.
Maybe just back off or, you know, go to the next hole. Just get out of his way.
Sometimes when things go south, like, everyone for himself. This guy's trying to be a peacemaker. And, you know, especially those tough guys. When those wires cross, it's very hard to uncross them, you know?
I mean, like, I just can't imagine that it got to that point where this guy kept coming back. He wanted more and more and more. I wonder if he's married, what his wife would say she's obviously going to have to take a look at this video.
Which one, Nick or
the other guy who got beat up.
You got what you deserved.
Yeah. The wife's probably like, it's about time someone give it to him. Like,
my neighbor's calling me about your actions on the golf course. What are you doing?
But you know? Like, it's easy. Like, on the golf course, if someone hits and it comes up near your ankles like once or twice, but if some, you know, when people drink, they always make bad decisions. And I can see how people get out of control on golf courses.
Every time there's a news story, the last line in it is alcohol is believed to be involved.
Yeah.
Like, of course, every one of these kind of stories. But I just hate when I see it on a golf course. That's not the place where you're supposed to see this kind of stuff.
I know. It's like supposed to be like a respectful, good game.
Speaking of that, how's your arm? You were in there last time and you did something in the rough to your arm. Now I don't see there's a bandage on it. No sling.
I feel a lot better. It really come along this week. I'm at probably 80%. I actually was supposed to play yesterday. I canceled because I'm like, I want to make sure when I come back, I feel 100%. But it feels a lot better. But I'm like getting old, Bob. It's crazy. I went from like, I swear, I can heal anything in a week when I was in my prime. I'm like 2 weeks, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. You know, like,
it's only going to get worse, Tyler. It's only going to get worse. Believe me. There's not much else left. You got to just try to, you just get through it however you can. But when you're a golfer, you're tempted to go out. You don't want to risk further injury, and that's one thing I learned about golf. If you have a lie, and sometimes there are roots underneath that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit down on a shot and there's a root and a club gets stuck, that's where you really can do some damage there on your.
There's a lot of golf injuries. When I went to the,
you probably didn't think that was a sport that would produce injuries, but you're using a lot of muscles in your body.
It was the last sport I ever thought I'd get hurt at. You know, but like, you know, especially your back. The torque, your hips,
knees, all of it, back. A lot of guys are. Tiger Woods has had 6 back operations. If not for that, he probably, you know, and not his infidelity, which got him in trouble. He took a 3-hour into the tooth.
Did you ever
notice what happened there?
No.
When his wife at the time, now this is an interesting story because he was on Ambien because he couldn't sleep.
She
went through his phone and found out everything that she needed to find out. So what happened was, I guess he abruptly woke up, saw what was going on, and kicked him out of the house. And apparently there was a swinging 3-iron involved here.
Because she broke his...
I guess. I mean, I've heard these stories. I don't know what really happened, but all these stories are out there.
She went after his car, right? She was smashing
after the car, but somehow...
With the 3-iron,
with the 3-iron,
right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Why a 3-iron?
I don't think she's picking, Bob. I think she's grabbing whatever
club's there.
But
could be the driver, Bob. It doesn't matter.
Well, if it's Joe, it's a 6 hybrid. He won't even bring the driver out, even for something like that. You get much more damage with the driver.
Wow.
Especially those Ambien. They hit you. They hit you. Watch out. That's what, like, a lot of the hockey players used to take. They used to give them, back in the day, they'd give you Ambien like it was
candy.
Skittles. Yeah. So, like, you know, if you had a hard time sleeping, they'd give you Ambien. And Ambien are like Quaaludes, you know, where if you can battle through going to sleep and you stay up, it's like the funnest time in your life, you know?
Well, I've tried that. It doesn't work for me. I still have issues with trying to get to sleep and whatever. All right, real quick to sum this all up. Kyle Dubas is doing – what grade would you give him to this point? Now, this is a tough situation to analyze only because he's trying, and when he first came here, trying to do what was impossible, contend yet rebuild at the same time. To that point, he made some signings that I'm sure he wishes he hadn't made, like Ryan Graves, like Tristan Jarry, like even bringing in Erik Karlsson. So knowing that, what do you think his grade should be after this short of, what is it, 4 years? How many years has he been here now? Is it three years? Three. Whatever the case. Yeah. He had a 7-year contract, so he still has time. They've given him some leeway here.
Was that too long of a contract too, TK, do you think? 7 years? Like,
well, he probably said, you know what I'm trying to do here. Yeah. You know how long this is going to take to make this possible. Your demands are keeping Crosby, Malkin, Letang all together. That's fine, except I'm trying to build beyond them.
Yeah, right. But
how do I do it?
Be like four and then determine how he's done through 4 years because and then add on from there?
Because then they could say, well, in 4 years you haven't done much. What am I waiting for more?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, what if the Pirates gave their GM a 7-year deal? Like, and it struggled through 6 years. Do we really want to see a seventh year? Or should we really see a sixth year?
For all we know, he's already signed. We don't know. They never tell you
that
anything over
point,
there, right?
Bob. We do not know how long
How about if we find out he already is guaranteed for next year or beyond?
2 years.
Anyway, so that's a tough situation. So how would you grade him?
Well, the one, I think when he was getting the job, I think he had a plan. I think he gave him a sheet like, hey, this is going to happen. 1, 2, the first 3 or 4 years are going to be tough. And then my plan's going to be in place the last 2 years. That's why I think he signed for such a long time, to give him that leeway to find what he can do. So far, like, I'd give him a B. Like, I don't think he's been bad, but I don't think he's been great. Like you said, the guys he signed to contracts with those big deals, just Graves, Karlsson, Jarry, like, those are tough to swallow and not see as a fan watching the Penguins, as a guy that knows, for a GM. So I right now I give him a B, but I also believe he has a plan for the future. And I think the next pick, the next trades, the next guy he goes after are what's going to make or break him. You're going to really see what he's all about, because now it's his team. He's got his coach. He's got everyone around him to make it his team. So now when you go after players and they don't work out, he starts to get on that hot seat. So that's – but for a grade, I think it's like a B.
Yeah, I would give him a C just because I expected a little bit more out of the last 3 years. And some of the people he brought in did not help them get to the playoffs. I wanted to see a couple of playoff appearances, and we haven't seen that. And we're out of time. Tyler, it's been fun. Thank you very much. As always, look forward to seeing you on the golf course at some point. I know you've already played with Joe. You've kind of just basically dissed me all throughout this whole process.
Oh, we're going to play, Joe.
He even calls me Joe. Look at that.
No, how about that? I already played with Joe. I want to play with Bob. Everyone at Neville would talk about playing with Bob. I'm like, we entered the radio. I never play with Bob, but they're all like, oh, he's good.
I'm not.
I heard.
You hear misinformation. Don't believe everything.
I also heard a little sandbagger, too.
Bob.
He's a good player.
Of course, Bob,
you're a good player. Everyone I talk to says you're a stud golfer. No,
that word should not be used.
Well, they're not stud, but they say he's good.
Come on.
See?
Now he's trying to work me.
He always sells himself short. He always does. Being on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports.
I swear, Bob, everyone I talk to says you're a good golfer.
Okay.
He golfed, where were you? Jim Ankiewicz, right?
Yeah.
Golf pro at Neville for how many years?
Yeah, for a long time. Won the Bobby Jones Award.
Yeah.
Tremendous what he did, yep.
Says
Bob
Bob's
goes out
golfer.
There, he gets tips all
right,
day with
him. Tips.
Wow.
Those guys go head-to-head.
It's an ever-changing golf swing that has to be looked at by
Congratulations on all your success, Bob.
Well, listen, we appreciate it, TK. Always look forward to see you again next Thursday. Actually, I won't be here,
next
but Joe will be here, and you can talk behind my back.
Boy.
I look forward to that. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 or Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
I like how you say that.
Very kindly.
Very kindly. Today's weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today. with a chance of maybe some rain later, but right now it is Eric Ebron on your thermometer. That would be 85 degrees. Low tonight will be in the 60s. And that's going to do it. Austin, always appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you whenever it is the next time
yes,
I see you.
Yes, Bob, enjoy your trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing some golf. Looking forward to getting away. Joe's doing that this week, so you guys can talk about that.
Jealous.
Tyler, jealous. I'll see you next time I see you as well. Coming up, it's the PM team. It is Pony. Mueller's on a golf vacation, speaker in that. Donnie Football will be here. They're going to be over at the casino getting things ramped over there at the casino, which I know is a very, very jam-packed place.
It's jam-packed,
every time.
Bob. Always
I mean, it's a
is.
Good place to go and hang. And
no
I
doubt.
Think that's the attraction is Andrew Filippone. He's sitting there, you know, spitting out knowledge.
That's right. They want to hear his takes.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for us. Have a great day. PM team is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.